from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. MPR Speaker Zulkifli Hasan support idea to create official Islamic calendar. European Union countries agree on climate change mitigation program. Now the news in detail. Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly MPR Zulkifli Hasan said that he support the creation of Islamic calendar to end once or for all the almost annual debate when Ramadan starts and ends. He has said in Jakarta recently that Indonesia is already able to calculate the arrival of lunar and solar eclipses up to 50 or even 100 years ahead of modern technology. He argued that it is also possible for modern science to determine when Hilal, the first crescent moon that marks a new month in the lunar or Islamic calendar, will take place. In Indonesia, the religious affairs minister and Muslim organizations such as Muhammadiyah and Nahdlatul Ulama usually convene a day or 2 days before Ramadan or Eid al-Fitr to decide when Ramadan begins and ends. It is common for religious organizations to arrive at a different conclusion, given that they use different methods to determine the beginning of a new month. Some use what is called hisab, astronomical calculation, and others use what is called rukyat, a moon sighting. European Union countries had finally agreed the program to gradually reduce the number of components on biofuel. The program is regulated in the European Union Renewable Energy Directive 2, REC 2. The agreement was reached following a dialogue among the European Commission, the European Parliament and European Union Council on June 14, 2018. European Union Ambassador to Indonesia Vincent Gurant, in his recent statement, said that political agreement has been reached to increase the use of renewable energy in Europe. The European Union has decided to increase its target to utilize renewable energy at least 32% by 2030 from the initial 27%. Ambassador Vincent remarked that the target might be increased after a review is carried out in 2030. He also stated that the agreement in the REC 2 will maintain Europe's role in fighting global climate change. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution affirmed that Eid al-Fitr fair helped increase Indonesian import. Most of the goods imported during the period were consumption and household items. He said in Jakarta recently that import was increasing, although not significantly before Eid al-Fitr. The increase in import contributed to the deficit in Indonesian trade balance with the past 2 to 3 months. In addition to increase in import, the negative figure in the trade balance was also caused by slow export. Mr. Darmin also stated that Indonesian export increased only by 8-9% year to date, while import was at 21%. One of the export commodities experiencing a slowdown was palm oil. The condition was triggered by the high import duty imposed by the Indian government against Indonesian palm oil. To mitigate the issue, President Joko Widodo has held talks with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Minister Darmin hoped the import duty could be lower and Indonesian trade balance can show positive numbers. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar came to the field to monitor the handling of forests and land fires in Indonesia during Idul Fitri or Lebaran holidays. Her written statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, she monitored the handling of forests and land fires on plain to some areas. In addition to monitoring the reports of forests and land fire every day, the air monitoring conducted on the weekend or the second day of Idul Fitri covers some of the fire front points of forests and land in Sumatra. Minister Siti expressed her gratitude for the dedication of Mangkala Agni Forest Fire Control Team members of the Environment Forestry. The team is composed of members of Indonesia and Provinsi TNI, National Police Polri, local disaster mitigation agency, Care for Fires community and related parties who tirelessly tackled forests and land fires during the dry season. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The hard work done by the staff of Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, in improving the service and protection to Indonesian citizens received appreciation from some Indonesian workers. One of them, Emma, is a female worker who has worked in Malaysia for 10 years along with son of her colleague, said to Radio Republik Indonesia in Bukit Bintan area Kuala Lumpur on Sunday that she admitted having felt the change of service made by the Embassy of Indonesia in Kuala Lumpur. Currently, it's very easy for Indonesian citizens in Kuala Lumpur to handle immigration documents and other related documents.
Pak Jokowi baik. Sekarang kedutaan Indonesia paling.
President Jokowi is good. Now Indonesian embassy is the most beautiful embassy in Malaysia. I used to make a passport in 2012. The service was less good. Now the embassy is good. I'm taking a student visa and the service is good. Emma further said that the Indonesian embassy is very responsive to the problem experienced by Indonesian citizens in Malaysia, especially if those who come are citizens with legal or official documents. Currently, the Embassy of Republic of Indonesia operates 24 hours every working day to serve Indonesian citizens, Malaysian citizens, and other citizens who happen to be in Malaysia and want to handle all immigration documents to visit Indonesia. Asian Games 2018, which will be held in Jakarta and Palembang, is not only echoed domestically but also internationally. Indonesian government is promoting the grand sport events to African continent, including in Cairo, Egypt. The Embassy of Indonesia in Cairo is promoting Indonesia as the host country of the Asian Games, which will take place from 18 August to 2 September. To a number of media in Egypt on several occasions, such as during a meeting between Indonesian Ambassador to Egypt Helmi Fosi and the local media crew. Ambassador Helmi has remarked in Cairo recently that the Asian Games, with 47 sport branches and 45 countries involved in it, has a great power for sport lovers in the world, including in Egypt. He hopes that the solicitation of to Egypt local media can boost the visit from Egypt to Indonesia this year.
Tadi kami telah mengemukakan bahwa acara Asian Games ini akan diikuti oleh.
We have just expressed that the Asian Games will be held by 45 countries with 47 sport branches. Unfortunately, Egypt does not join in the Asian Games because Egypt is part of Africa. But hopefully, by explaining this to the Egyptians, this also a momentum for them to come to Indonesia to witness an interesting event, namely the biggest sporting event in Asia. In addition to the Asian Games, Indonesia also socializes the annual meeting of the International Monetary Fund IMF and the World Bank in Nusa Dua Bali in October. Egypt will take place in Japan. The two big events are expected to contribute to increased number of tourist visits from Egypt to Indonesia. In 2017, more 7,000 Egyptian tourists visited Bali via Ngurah Rai Airport. In addition to Bali, Jakarta was also an alternative destination with the number of visitors reaching more than 5,000 tourists. The last item, Indonesian fishermen have rescued two Papua New Guinean people who were floating for 15 days in Tanah Merah waters of Jayapura District, Papua, after their boat ran out of fuel. Director Water Police Unit of Papua Senior Commissioner Bambang Krianto said in Jayapura on last Sunday that the fishermen located the two PNG people about 57 nautical miles away from the short line. the Tupianje people are identified as Orinaut, male 27 years old, and Grikel, female 19 years old, who live in Coil Island of East Peak Province, Papua New Guinea, PNG. The Indonesian fishermen who founded Nami Sukri and Muhammad Trio live in Mandala Beach, Jayapura City. Both of them found Naut and Grikel hanging to an empty jerry can in a weak condition. Grant also said that Naut and Grikel were heading to Wokia Island of East Sepik Province when their boat ran out of fuel. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Idul Fitri, A Moment to Improve One's Quality. Friday, June 15, 2018, most Muslims around the world celebrated Eid Mubarak, so-called Idul Fitri in Indonesia. This great holiday is the feast of the fasting month carried out during the month of Ramadan. So it is no wonder if this Idul Fitri is said to be a victory day for all Muslims. After a full month throughout the world, including in Indonesia, fasting and refraining from hunger, thirst, and lust in the month of Ramadan, the day of triumph was greeted with joy. In the mosque, both in the cities and in the villages, there was an incessant sounding of takbir, praising God's greatness. For Muslims, Eid al-Fitri can mean returning to holy state and free from all sins and taints, so that it is in the holy state of our fitra. On the day of Eid al-Fitri, particularly in Indonesia, Muslims are encouraged to forgive each other for any wrongdoings, whether intentional or not. After Idul Fitri, Muslims are expected to keep doing all good things like what they have practiced during the holy month of Ramadan. This means that they must refrain from carnal desire and keep doing something good. Indeed, the sense of fasting in the month of Ramadan is the improvement of one's quality to become a better human being. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History, over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start from an event on June 18, 2008, when Professor Dilar Noor passed away. Former rector of Institute of Teacher and Education of Jakarta, Dilar Noor finished his magister program and doctoral at Cornell University, Ithaca, the United States of America. He was also former Indonesian ambassador in the Middle East and also political science expert who productively wrote. He loved literature, even though he never wrote literature. He was a thinker and reliable writer, including his autobiography, Aku Bagian Umat, Aku Bagian Bangsa, which was published in 1996. His monumental writing is Gerakan Modern Islam in Indonesia, or Islamic Modern Movement in Indonesia, and Muhammad Hatta. And the next event is that in 1983, astronaut Sally K. Wright became the first woman of United States of America in outer space. Sally K. Wright, along with her four partners, became the first woman who conducted outer space trip after launching by using space shuttle. Sally Kristen Wright was also the U.S. astrophysicist and astronaut. She trained in NASA in 1978, on which she became astronaut in 1979-1987, and helped Robert T. Arndt design for space vehicles. And the last event is that in 1989, Burma became Myanmar. After facing series of coup attempts and political changes, finally, the government of military junta in Burma changed its state name to become Myanmar. The changing of the name was not directly recognized by the world, especially European countries and the United States of America. As a result, the dictatorship of the military junta and the arrest of pro-democracy activists had made Myanmar be given a number of embargoes and exclusion from European countries and the United States. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku. My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia, a daily segment which today is on Indonesia's political and economic stability key to ASEAN sustainability. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla said political and economic stability of regional countries, especially Indonesia, is key to the sustainability and success of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. According to Antara, Yusuf Kalla in Tokyo, Japan recently said as a country with a population that represents 40% of all ASEAN, Indonesia has such an important key to promote economic and political stability in the eyes of the international world. Therefore, Indonesia's domestic stability will affect the region. Yusuf Kalla stated this in his speech at the 24th International Conference on the Future of Asia in Tokyo, Japan on Tuesday, June the 12th. According to Yusuf Kalla, political conditions in Indonesia are increasingly democratic, especially with the general elections, both president and vice president and regional head elections taking place in 2,400 regions. The implementation of elections in Indonesia since 1998 reforms has been transparent without being followed by the chaos that led to ongoing conflicts within the country. He insisted that all elections are peaceful and that next year's election will also be peaceful, even better than ever. Meanwhile, from the economic side, economic growth in Indonesia, which reached 5%, indicates Indonesia can improve the economy after the economic crisis occurred in 1998. Yusuf Kalla explained, Indonesia's economy continues to grow about 5% per year. Despite the stable political life in Indonesia, Yusuf Kalla did not dismiss the acts of terrorism that occurred several times and affect the country, of course. But it is a lesson for Indonesia to continue to be prepared to anticipate all forms of terror. According to Yusuf Kalla, the increasing and sporadic acts of terrorism in the world have affected Indonesia as well. Some terrorist attacks occurred recently. However, the Indonesian authorities have managed to handle it well. Yusuf Kalla said Indonesia continues to improve its intelligence capabilities. In addition, Indonesia made several necessary revisions to the rule of law to enable more proactive and preventive action. Indonesia also educates the public to participate in prevention and preventive measures.
In front of conference participants, Yusuf Kala also presented a number of government subsidy programs for the community, starting from the social programs, health to education. He said the program is important to maintain the unity and stability of the nation. As a diverse nation, Indonesia believes in the importance of common prosperity to maintain a sense of unity and political stability. Yusuf Kala added that over the past 3 years, Indonesia has been able to reduce income inequality, poverty level, and unemployment rate. However, Indonesia needs to work harder to narrow the gap with neighboring countries. This is My Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly PR Zulkifli Hasan said that he supports the creation of Islamic calendar to end once or for all the almost annual debate when Ramadan starts and ends. European Union countries had finally agreed the program to gradually reduce the number of components on biofuel. The program is regulated in the European Union Renewable Energy Directive 2. The agreement was reached during a dialogue among European Commission, the European Parliament and European Union Council on June 14, 2018. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution affirmed that Idul Fitri period helped increase Indonesian import. Most of the goods imported during the period were consumption and household items. He said in Jakarta recently that import was increasing, although not significantly before Idul Fitri. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar came to the field to monitor the handling of forests and land fires in Indonesia during Idul Fitri or Lebaran holidays. In a written statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, she monitored the handling of forests and land fires on plain to some areas. The hard work done by the staff of Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, in improving the service and protection to Indonesian citizens received appreciation from some Indonesian workers. One of them, Emma, a female worker who has worked in Malaysia for 10 years, along with son, her colleagues, said to Radio Republic Indonesia in Bukit Bintang near Kuala Lumpur on Sunday that she admitted having felt the change of service made the Embassy of Indonesia in Kuala Lumpur. Asian Games 2018, which will be held in Jakarta and Palembang, is not only echoed domestically but also internationally. Indonesian government is promoting the grand sport event to African continent, including in Cairo, Egypt. Indonesian fishermen have rescued two Papua New Guinean people who were floating for 15 days in Tanah Merah waters of Jayapura District, Papua, after their boat ran out of fuel. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will introduce you to Japan dance from East Kalimantan. Stay tuned. Listeners, East Kalimantan is a province where Mahakam River flows. In this suburb of Mahakam River, a dance so-called Japan dance develops. It is a typical dance of East Kalimantan, developed by Kutai and Banjar tribe. The dance has various movements which are influenced by Islamic and Malay culture. Japan dance is one of the dances which describes Malay culture that is dynamic, attractive, energetic, and graceful. The dance is usually danced by females. Listeners, by the times, Japan Dance has many developments on which in its performance. Japan Dance consists of two types, namely Japan Genjoh and Japan Eroh Dance. The Japan Eroh Dance is creation dance of Japan which does not leave its original movement, such as honor wave, satanic samba or samba setangan, full samba, and gengsot anak. Eroh in Kutai language means crowded, boisterous, and happy. While Japan Genjoh Mahakam dance is one of creation dance of Japan, where most part of its movements are from Japan dance, for example, wave movement, half samba, full samba, swinging kick, jalan, kenyak, saluang mudik, and tag team movement. Generally, it can be said that Japan Genjoh Mahakam dance is the one which describes Malay culture. Listeners, in its performance, Japan dance is accompanied with tingkilan music. Tingkilan music is one of Kutai typical music. In the tingkilan music, the kinds of the instrument which are played are gambus, or string instrument, ketipung or gendang with small size, kendang, and violin. Currently, the dance is accompanied with piano. Besides, it is also accompanied with song called Bertingkilan, which means to shout each other. The song is usually sung by two persons, which contains of religious advice and moral message. Listeners, when performing the dance, Japan dancers wear combined clothes of Malay and Indonesia, which is thick of Islamic nuance. With natural makeup, the dancers are seen be well-mannered and graceful. When dancing, the dancers are completed with shawls. In the past, Japan dance functioned as entertainment to crowned King of Kutai Kartanegara Sultanate in Tenggarong and youth social dance. Thus, since 1970s, the dance has been used to welcome guests, wedding ceremony, and for other great events. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, introducing you some Indonesian vocabulary and guides to use them in the conversation. This segment is brought to you by RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in cooperation with the Language and Development Agency from the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And today's topic is Mohon Maaf, or in English means apologizing. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about mohon maaf, or in English, apologizing. As usual, we will say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. And this is about the Idul Fitr that has passed 3 days ago. Tony also commemorated the holiday at Joko's house. He congratulated Joko and Dina in the occasion. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Joko, selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri.
Terima kasih, saya mohon maaf atas semua kesalahan saya.
Sama-sama, saya juga minta maaf ya. After the conversation, now I will introduce you some vocabularies and idioms related to today's topic. I will say each word slowly and twice, and you can follow after me. Idul Fitri. Idul Fitri. In English, Eid al-Fitr. Selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri. Selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri. In English, Happy Eid al-Fitr. Kesalahan. Kesalahan. In English, mistake. Saya mohon maaf atas semua kesalahan saya. Saya mohon maaf atas semua kesalahan saya. In English, I apologize for my mistakes. Saya juga minta maaf ya. Saya juga minta maaf ya. In English, I also apologize. To congratulate people or to celebrate something during a commemoration or celebration like religious holiday or other important days, you can use the word selamat, or in English means congratulations or happy, and you insert the holiday. For example, selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri. Selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri, which means happy Eid al-Fitr. Selamat Tahun Baru. Selamat Tahun Baru, which means Happy New Year. Selamat Ulang Tahun. Selamat Ulang Tahun, which means Happy Birthday. During Eid al-Fitr, the Muslims apologize to each other. They usually use expression like Saya mohon maaf atas semua kesalahan saya. Saya mohon maaf atas semua kesalahan saya, which means I apologize for all my mistakes. The expression can also be used in daily activities. If you accidentally step on someone's foot or do other mistakes, you can say Saya minta maaf. Saya minta maaf, or Maaf ya. Maaf ya, which means I'm sorry. And the expression of mohon maaf is more polite than Maaf ya. Maaf ya is usually used in a relaxed situation with friends, while mohon maaf is more used in a formal situation. Eid al-Fitr is also called Lebaran in Indonesia. On this day, the Muslims visit family, homes, relatives, and neighbors to get together and to connect to each other. They apologize for any intentionally or unintentionally mistakes or wrongdoings. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for your listening clearly, let's listen again to the following conversation. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Joko, selamat Hari Raya Idul Fitri.
Terima kasih, saya mohon maaf atas semua kesalahan saya.
Sama-sama, saya juga minta maaf ya. As an exercise, please send us your voice recording in Indonesian language to our email address at voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. There will be interesting prizes for the selected senders. Please describe a tourist spot in your country by mentioning the country's name. Name the tourism object, the location, and the weather in the place. Please convey more information, if any. For example, alamat rumah saya di Jalan Jambu nomor 4. Warna rumah saya putih dengan pagar warna hitam. Rumah saya mempunyai 2 lantai. Di depan rumah saya ada pohon mangga. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, it will be useful for you to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topic. Sampai jumpa!
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to the Music Corner. Today we will present you a song, some keroncong songs from an Indonesian talented keroncong singer, Sundari Sukojo. The first one will be Langgam Kerinduan by Sundari Sukojo. Enjoy the song.
Seruling ku mengalu di tanah teram purnama. Saat itu ku kenang yang kini telah jauh. Aku pada
Langgam Kerinduan by Sundari Utinasi Sukoco, or also known as Sundari Sukoco. This keroncong song tells about a couple lovers who are far apart. The sound of the flute in the moonlight raising the longing to the lover. Sundari Sukoco, who was born in Jakarta in 1965, was consistent in keroncong music. Her ability in the keroncong led her to become a queen of keroncong in Indonesia. Her family background that is quite disciplined and is loving keroncong very much became a supporting factor for Sundari to love and pursue the keroncong music. Well, listener, next we listen to the song entitled Gemersik Batang Bambu, also by Sundari Sukoco.
Bersamanya
Listener, that was the keroncong song entitled Gemersik Batang Bambu by Sundari Sukojo. This song tells about someone who missed the beautiful village, located between the hills and the flowing river, where the lover is waiting faithfully. Sundari won various keroncong songs festival. In 2002, she released an original keroncong album entitled Ingkar Janji that became her first album. Thanks to the album, she was nominated as a recipient of Keroncong Award 2002 organized by Bina Suci Foundation and Radio Republic of Indonesia. Besides singing keroncong, Sundari Sukojo concerned for her education, and it made her elected as Duta Aksara, or the Ambassador of Literacy. Well, listener, let's listen to songs entitled Kau Masih Milikku and Senja di Pelabuhan Ratu. These songs will end the segment of Music Corner for today. Happy listening and see you next time. Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Oh,
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.